Dear Rudy, the first thing I noticed when I arrived in North Yorkshire was that everyone was dressed like characters from a Charles Dickens novel. Was I still hallucinating from my air sickness medication? No, we had actually stumbled upon the annual Dickensian festival in the village of Grassington in the Yorkshire Dales. Grassington is a village in the most genuine sense, a small community surrounded by farmland and rolling moors. The local tourist guide was dressed as a 19th century chambermaid. She said the festival began 15 years ago as a way to extend the tourist season into the drab winter. By now, tourism is year-round, but the festival has become as much a source of pride and character for the villagers as it is a visitor's attraction. Perhaps most striking about the Dickensian festival was the comfortable mixture of old world and post-industrial life. Rough-skinned old men in top hats and tails were hawking mulled wine and roasted chestnuts, right beside a new store for high-tech camping gear. A local falconer, dressed like Fagin from Oliver Twist, was showing off a beautiful collection of birds of prey, a peregrine falcon, a snowy owl, a buzzard. Like his counterparts 150 years ago, he sells some of the birds to hunters, a sign, perhaps, that even ancient forms of animal husbandry are still practiced in the Dales. I had the sense that the falconer and the other local merchants in period dress weren't so much play-acting as just putting on costumes to do what they've always done. Meanwhile, around our legs scampered neighborhood boys who had smeared their faces with soot, mimicking the artful dodger. 50p a program, they called out with devious charm. By evening, a torchlight procession through the cobblestone alleys ended with village-wide Christmas caroling. With the night mist setting in, I felt like I was stepping into Scrooge's dream of Christmas past. I suppose the porta-potties in the town square were a bit of a historical stretch, but they were welcome just the same. After all, the festival attracts 10,000 visitors to a town of 1,500. A British friend of mine from Grassington thinks the Dickensian festival is crass commercialism, and no doubt Ebenezer Scrooge would be vexed by the chipper smiles and good cheer, but I found it charming and not undignified. Well, time to re-enter urban life in the 1990s. See you next year. Karen.